again, hit that one point again, guys. Don't give up. Don't give up. If you want to get something, work at it. Hey, I didn't play any basketball my seventh, eighth, and ninth grade years, a little bit. And end up getting a college scholarship and playing, graduating from Wofford College. A great school, a great academic school. But now, what I'm saying is that, you know, find something you want to be at, and, you know, don't just quit. Don't give up on it, man. Work your butt off and be willing to pay the price to achieve that. Now, sports. A lot of you guys have already experienced pretty good success out there. Now, what are you going to do with it? You know, we're now at a time where celebration and rubbing it on the opponent. Everybody is losing respect for the opponent. But, you know, you have success in sports and you get boastful and big-headed, get cocky and all that stuff. And what they call it now, swag and all this stuff. But after our district tournament, Henry Clay beat us. Cheat the heck out of us. We just heard Henry Clay. And they was online. They put us on the internet. They were in the locker room, and they waited, had that big jump-in celebration, and they sat there and played music for 30 minutes in their gym. After it was over, we had to leave the gym. Listen, we are champions. They're still playing that. Well, a week later, we played them in the regional championship and beat the heck out of them. But what I'm saying is, in halftime of that ball game, we had them already had them down about 20, so it looked like we were going to win the game. This reporter for the Lexington Herald comes up and says, "Hey, coach, do you mind if I come to your locker room after the game?" I said, "Yeah, really, that's just for my team." But I said, "But we're not going to do anything. We're going to go in. When the ball game's over, we're going to go in that locker room just like we did when Coach Petrosky played, when Coach McDaniel played, the same way. We go in and sit down. We don't take our jerseys, shoes off, and go in and sit down. And we all look at each other. And then we have a little moment of silence. You can pray during that time or whatever you want. But we want to recognize that if we had success, we want to pray that we take success and do good things with it. That we use that success to help others. And that's the thing, I really believe in that. If you use your success to help others and make others stronger, then success will follow you, no matter what you go into, whether sports or whatever. But now, if you get out of track, you take success and use that success to use people, take advantage of people, and you get your head in the wrong place on that, and success will be short-lived. You know, you set yourself up for failure. Because as I've gotten older, one of the biggest things I think in life that we all need, and Lord knows, I got to get better at that too, is compassion. Compassion. Genuine feelings. Compassion is feelings of someone else's hurt, someone else's pain, someone else's struggle. That doesn't mean you don't beat people. You got to have rivalry. Y'all got big rivalries now with Knox Central, those people, and Clay Cannon and all up, and nothing wrong with that. But when you beat them, have compassion for them. Feel what the other person, you know, feel, sort of have feelings about the other person. Have compassion for that student in the classroom, that person that don't read as well, that person don't have the best clothes on, don't have the best shoes on and stuff. You know, have compassion. Have compassion for that person. And I think that's one thing that would make the world, make all of us better people. Have compassion for your parents, what they're going through. Have compassion for your sisters or brothers. But now, don't think that you don't want to beat that team. Yeah, you want to beat them. You want to beat the heck out of them. But then have compassion, you know, what they're going through.